I worked for a prosecutor's office when I was in law school, writing appeals on issues like whether a person who pretends to have a gun is guilty of armed robbery. But the issue I remember coming up quite often is ineffective assistance of counsel. Your honors, I deserve a new trial. My lawyer did a lousy job, and that's why I'm sitting here in jail, innocent of all charges. And as you might imagine, since so many defendants complain that they had lousy attorneys who ineffectively assisted them, appellate courts are quite hesitant to overturn convictions on ineffective assistance of counsel grounds, lest we have many, many new trials clogging already clogged courts. So appellate defense lawyers sometimes throw in ineffective assistance of counsel claims almost as an afterthought, knowing a win on those grounds is highly unlikely. Highly unlikely, yes, but then read this New York Times headline. Judge frees Texas inmate whose lawyer slept at trial. Yes, slept, as in the attorney fell asleep while his client sat through a trial on murder charges and was sentenced to death. Ineffective assistance of counsel at its finest hour, it seems. Imagine what a prosecutor might slip by a sleeping defense attorney, and I say that with the utmost respect for the prosecution, of course. At least one appellate court sees a slumbering attorney as prejudicial per se, meaning that once a defendant proves that his attorney slept at a crucial time, he doesn't have to prove that he's been prejudiced by the napping. The court assumes that he has. But here's a wake-up call. In other jurisdictions, defense counsel may not always be ineffective as he snoozes away at the defense table. Those courts require the defendants with sleeping counsel prove that the shut-eye actually harmed their case. For example, if there's eyewitness evidence that Joe Schmo did the stabbing and physical evidence that Joe Schmo's fingerprints were on the knife and Joe Schmo's attorney slept through a portion of the trial that didn't affect the outcome, Joe Schmo goes off to prison and will fail in his ineffective assistance of counsel claim. It just didn't harm the case when Joe Schmo's attorney dozed off. But back to the case from last week's headlines. The federal district court there ruled that sleeping attorneys do prejudice their clients if the sleeping attorneys sleep for a substantial portion of the trial. To determine substantive sleep, judges should look at how long the attorney slept, how conscious or unconscious the attorney was during the sleep, and whether the defendant's interests were at stake at the time of the snooze, which isn't really a finding of ineffective assistance of counsel per se each time an attorney catches some shut-eye. The sleeping in the case from the headlines was ineffective assistance of counsel, though. The court found that the attorney had slept for a substantial portion of the trial, up to 10 times at 10 minutes at a time, head bobbing and nodding as the prosecution presented its evidence. Such a scenario met the three-prong test for substantial sleeping. So the judge granted the defendant a new trial and gave the prosecution a certain number of days in which to set a date for that trial. And, as you'd figure in a case involving a sleeping defense attorney, the prosecution fell asleep at the wheel and forgot, apparently, to set that new trial. The court, unimpressed with everyone involved, freed the inmate who'd been convicted of murder and sentenced to die. And such a scenario, where both sides slept, either literally or figuratively, would figure. The court coordinator's name in the case? Mr. James Pillow. I'm Amy Gunn.